Volkswagen celebrates 50 years of GTI with electric ID. Polo GTI. The 50th anniversary of the GTI is being celebrated with a world premiere at the 24H Nürburgring, one of Germany's largest motorsport events. The event is expected to draw an estimated 280,000 spectators, making it the ideal location for the GTI anniversary weekend. Volkswagen has ambitious goals on the racetrack and will enter two Golf GTI Club Sport 24H cars in the 24-hour marathon. The cars will compete in the SP4T class with a team of experienced drivers, including Benjamin Luchter, Johan Christoffersen, Heiko Hamel, Nico Otto, Fabian Vettel, Timo Hockwind, Jonathan Magazzi, and Jens Strahl. The third car will be entered in the SP3T class, driven by Max Kruse, Christoph Lenz, Matthias Wesel, and Jens Strahl. All three cars will be prepared and entered by Max Kruse Racing from Duisburg. Volkswagen's racing ambitions are part of its broader strategy to electrify its lineup. The electric ID. Polo GTI is a key part of this effort, with the company aiming to reduce its carbon footprint and emissions. The 24H Nürburgring is one of the most challenging tracks in motorsport, with drivers facing over 300 laps around the 21-kilometer circuit. The event requires a high level of skill and strategy from the drivers, making it an ideal test for Volkswagen's new electric car. Volkswagen's decision to enter two Golf GTI Club Sport 24H cars in the 24-hour marathon demonstrates its commitment to the racing scene. The company has a long history of success in motorsport, with numerous championships and victories across various classes. The electric ID. Polo GTI is not just a novelty for Volkswagen, but also a key part of its future strategy. As the world shifts towards more sustainable energy sources, manufacturers like Volkswagen are well positioned to capitalize on this trend. With the electric ID. Polo GTI, Volkswagen is taking another step towards reducing its carbon footprint and emissions. The car's electric powertrain will provide a significant reduction in greenhouse gas emissions compared to traditional gasoline-powered cars.